welcome, John Hegley.
So thank you very much.
This is a terrific festival. Is this your first year here? Were you here last year? John invited you.
First year at the Balham Festival, John was kind enough to get me here. A good idea.
Bedford is obviously a terrific venue. Are there any gigs that you've done which have maybe you've remembered for the wrong reasons?
Generally, even though they're pretty difficult, you tend to learn something if you can. Try and learn something from when the thing goes horribly wrong. I'm trying to think. You're trying to get me to think of horrible experiences. I wish you wouldn't do that to me.
So instead, I'll ask you about Edinburgh. And are you up there this year?
This year I'm not going to be there at festival time, but I'm up there for a thing called Neuriki at the end of the festival, which is a really lovely club where they have films and they have poets and they have bands in the old veterinary college.
And what is your best memory? Because I know you've done tons of gigs up in Edinburgh.
It was very nice the year that I got nominated for the Perrier thing, because it's just nice to have a bit of recognition and for the world to say, yes, we think it's okay, and get a few more people into the crowd. That was nice. And also, generally, you meet people sometimes in the courtyard at the Pleasance. That's been very nice, sitting there and having a glass and a chat with people. And I brought my brother up and he really loved it and really got on with people, and people I wouldn't have thought necessarily would get on with him, but he got on with them. That's really nice.
And as you are right now, you obviously write a lot of poets. Do you have a favourite, one you want to share with us?
I don't know, I suppose. It's also to do with things that other folk like as well. Maybe the one about Pat. I said, Pat, you are fat, and you are cataclysmically desirable. And to think I used to think that slim was where it's at. Well, not anymore, Pat, you've changed that. You love yourself, you flatter yourself, you shatter their narrow image of the erotic. And Pat said, what do you mean, fat?
Brilliant. Obviously, Amnesty promotes freedom of expression. Is there any topics that you think are off limits?
Occasionally there's things you might not sing about, but it can depend on the context. And also if somebody asks you for the right reasons. And I was asked to write something about condoms, which normally I wouldn't write about, but it was to do with a health thing in Scotland, and so that seemed a good motivation for it. And there was a couple of lines in it that went, protection and collection in those little rubber teats is something that can save your life and also save your sheets.
And on that theme, some people are obviously still fighting for their rights all over the world. If you could grant everybody a universal right, what would that be?
Well, the right to be happy sounds a little bit obvious, but you get the idea, I think. Unnecessary impediments not placed in the way of that.
John Hegley, you've been marvellous. Thank you very much.